Good morning, everybody. I hope things have been going well with you since my absence and not being able to get to these. I was really woke up this morning, maybe not woke up because I was awake and thinking about getting my oil changed, when the Lord just dropped something in on me for one of my dear friends. And I was thinking, that's weird. So I just texted her and let her know what the Lord was saying to me about her and delivered that this morning. But it's funny how God works, because like I said, I was thinking about getting my oil changed and he just kind of interrupts, and like, that's his place and he totally can do that. But I wasn't expecting it, nor was I planning it, nor was I doing anything holy or wonderful. I was sitting here drinking coffee and thinking about getting my oil changed. So I just want to encourage you guys this morning. God is in every little thing that we're doing. He's in every detail. He is, he's just good. He's just there always. And it's such a good thing to have him as your support. He's such a good friend. He's just good. And always there for you. And ready to minister through you. So I would encourage you this morning that if you are not feeling super holy, if you are not feeling super worthy, if you are not feeling like you are just ready to go conquer all that he has for you to do, understand it's not you anyway. He's ready to work through you. He's ready to get your attention when he needs to. You haven't missed anything. You're okay. You're okay. Just continue to listen. Continue to rejoice that he's with you. Continue to love the fact that he's with you. Don't close yourself off. Don't say, I can't, because step out. Step out in faith. Know that he is working in and through you in every little situation that you encounter. Obviously, we fail. Obviously, we might hold back when we know we should speak. But don't worry, you're going to get the opportunity again. Don't condemn yourself for the little things that you might miss because you're too wrapped up in yourself. Don't worry about those things. He'll get it covered. I promise you, he's way bigger than you and he's way bigger than me. Don't put him in a box. Don't think that it's silly for whatever it is that he asks you to do or say. Don't think that it's not the right timing. Don't think that it's wrong. Just do it. Be obedient. You'll be amazed at the hearts that you touch with that. And it's not you. It's that he touches, that how he brings healing, how he brings hope and love. So I just encourage you guys to do that this morning. As silly as that was this morning, me thinking about the oil change and getting a word for someone that I just needed to deliver, you know, it's good. It's good because, like I said, I have not been available these last 2 or 3 weeks. I've had a million things going on, family-wise, friend-wise, and just not taking the time, truthfully. But he was still there. He was still in the midst of it all. He understands our chaos. He understands our love. He understands our busyness. But when he needs something, he'll take control when he needs to. Don't worry about it. So I just wanted to relieve you all of that stress of thinking that you had missed it or didn't have the time to, or whatever it is this morning. Let's release all that and just walk in his goodness. He is more than able and more than capable of handling his business through you. Y'all have a great day. I love you. And if you need me, you know where I'm at. Bye.